The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is now back in session. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor?
We do have messages from the Governor, and they are gubernatorial appointments.
Okay. Let's, Mr. Pre-
Is it your desire to have the reading waived and have those printed in the journal?
You are so smart, Mr. President. Yes.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived and printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 34th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 5, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to data storage centers.
Would you care to explain the first bill?
Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 6, an act introduced by Senator Schaaf relating to science and innovation.
Would you care to explain the second bill?
This one would just do the most IRA piece. Thank you.
Further introductions of bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send those bills forward, please. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 8, an act relating to science and innovation.
Would you care to explain the first bill? Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 8, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to taxation.
Senator, would you care to explain that second bill?
The second bill deals with economic development, has a variety of different programs that we have talked about earlier that were in House Bill 116, many of them, and the other pieces of legislation dealing with economic development that we've talked about during the session and here today.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
The first bill is the MOSIRA bill that you introduced, and is that subject to appropriations?
It is.
Okay. And you have introduced that bill. The second bill is a broader, bigger, thicker piece of legislation, just from my vantage point. And it dealt with state taxation.
It deals with tax credits to track sporting events, deals with Aerotropolis, it deals with data centers. MOSIRA is in it, but it'll need to be removed. It has Compete Missouri in there. Yeah. It has, it does have the prohibition on insurance companies claiming a state premium tax credit or deduction. Also, tax credit reform that deals with a wide array of different tax credits.
So is that a bill to try to have a vehicle to comply with the governor's call relative to economic development issues?
This is a bill that deals with economic development issues, and as you know, Senator, from time to time, certain bills can get hijacked or held up, and so that's what this one so is dealing with.
So by the introduction of this bill, previously.
I've not talked with the senator from Howell yet, and he and I hopefully will have discussions.
Yeah, previously you told me, and I think you told the body, that it was your intention and understanding that the senator from Howell was going to be the handler of any economic development bill through the Senate.
I would like to talk with the senator from Howell. That's correct. We'd had some discussions when we recessed here back a few hours ago, and we'll continue to have those discussions.
And so you're filing a vehicle just in case the senator from Howell doesn't do what you want to do?
No, he's indicated to me he doesn't want to handle the bill, or he's indicated that from a certain, yeah, he said that.
Okay.
To me.
And so now you're going to be the bill handler.
As I said, Senator, I'm going to talk with the senator from Howell to see where we're at.
Okay. But, I mean, the senator from Howell says he no longer wants to handle the bill.
Senator Howell had some objections in a discussion that we had, and so there are other senators there, and so we want to continue the discussion with the senator from Howell.
So,
hopefully he will want to carry the bill.
So is this bill going to be heard in committee then tomorrow and voted out? Or?
As I said, we're going to have discussions with the senator from Howell and see just exactly what his desires are.
So the senator from Howell filed two 500-page bills, or somewhere in there. How many pages?
I don't know how many pages.
300-page bills. That's 600 pages. You filed a 300-page bill. That's 900 pages. Which one should we read?
I would read all the bills.
Okay. And this is probably a more appropriate question for the senator from the 23rd, but when are we coming back into session and be taking these bills up?
Well, it's my understanding that they will be assigned to the committee tomorrow. And so it's been our desire that they go before a committee hearing tomorrow and perhaps at the earliest be taken up sometime late tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening.
Okay. And then one of these vehicles, either the two that the senator from Howell has filed, the vehicle that you filed, or even possibly some Senate committee substitute or some floor substitute between then could be dropped, is going to be the vehicle?
As I said, we'll talk with the senator from Howell. A lot of the same provisions are in his bill that are in the one that I filed.
Okay. So we've got a whole lot more bills filed now than we had earlier. Are these so that we have more vehicles for our debating society session?
Well, our desire is that we pass an economic development bill, Senator.
Okay.
It's not a desire to place any more greater burden on anybody. It's just that you're well aware of how the process works around here, and you need options.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. Thank you for
the inquiry.
Look
forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I briefly inquire of the Senator from Stoddard?
Senator from Stoddard, do you yield?
Certainly.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I heard the discussion between you and the Senator from Cape, and the Senator from, and I can inquire of him, but the Senator from 34th introduced a bill on data centers. Did I understand that alone? Did I misunderstand that?
You know, I think that's correct. We can ask for a... inquiry to the president.
And I was more than happy to, I mean, I'd be more than happy not to put you on the spot. I was just going to inquire him. Is his bill just data centers alone, and then your bill is the more comprehensive package of tax credits?
You know, I don't know exactly what's in his bill, but yes,
okay.
The bill that I filed is a more comprehensive tax credit.
I'm just trying to track it.
If he just has the data centers in there.
Okay. And I guess... He additionally filed, it sounded like, Mosira. And
yes.
What I'm trying to get at is, and again, I'm more than happy to inquire of him if it's better directed to him, but he has a bill that's Mosira by itself, data centers by itself, and then you have a bill that is the whole package, correct?
I have a bill that is the whole package, the whole economic development package. It has Mosira in it. I'm going to take that out because I filed a separate bill. There could be some... issues about, germaneness, having MOSIRA in the economic development bill.
Are you familiar with the senator from Buchanan's bill? Are his bills compatible with yours?
I don't know exactly what's in his bills.
Okay. I'm just trying to track the, because, a lot of this comes down to the details and what's.
Sure.
That's why I wanted to, I didn't know if this was some part of an agreement that he was going to introduce separate vehicles of specific subjects.
I was not aware what he was going to file. I mean, obviously, we all can file bills that we want to file. So, no, I haven't talked to him about the specifics.
Okay.
I did know that he talked to me earlier about MOSIRA and the fact that it's subjected to appropriations. The last time I talked with him in regard to the legislation, he had issues with that. But, I mean, I'm probably talking out of turn.
I don't want to put you in a position of just – I wanted to first make sure if you and he had discussed.
No, I really hadn't had a chance to talk in detail about
Senator,
the legislation that he filed.
If you don't mind, I'm going to briefly inquire of him. I just want to kind of track everything.
Sure.
I'll have a lot of reading tonight. I just want to make sure I know where everything's
– I understand, Senator. Thank you.
Mr. President?
Senator from the 11th.
Apologize, Mr. President. He's not in the chamber, but if I could inquire of the senator from 34th.
Senator from the 34th. Sergeant of Arms, would you please summon the senator from the 34th? Senator from Buchanan. Senator from the 11th, the senator from the 34th is not in the building.
Mr. President, I will not seek the inquiry. I'll try to find this out on my own. So I appreciate. Thank you. That's all. Never mind.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, Senate go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, September 7th, 2011.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.